Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, so good.
Well, hello and welcome, Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe, here with you on this Freedom Friday, reminding you that it's not up to someone else. It's not up to that guy or that gal. It's up to you and me to save this republic. 193 days to go to win the first big battle. Then we get into the whole long and short of it. The political battle is but a symptom of the fight over our culture, and that is the one we must absolutely win, and we'll only do it when we can act with clear eyes and an even clearer, loud voice, refusing to adopt the disgusting, twisted reality, the ugliness that the left is trying to sell us as the new normal. On this Freedom Friday, of course, I've got your freedom quote, some good news, speaking of repelling the darkness to start the hour. Then I want to get in more into this whole thing over the question of a phony slate of electors as the left is clutching their pearls. The end of democracy is at stake. Or just the 7-point lead that Donald Trump has in Arizona. We'll see. Based on how things are going in New York, I'd say, hey, bring it. Let's get to Arizona and have a trial there. It is 7 minutes after the hour, which means right now, in the FUBAR on top of the quagmire, that's Afghanistan, 7:37 p.m. In Taiwan, it is 11:07 p.m. In the Hollywood Hills, 8:07 a.m. And of course, right now, in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., 11:07 a.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM, the Regular Joe Show. Brought to you, as it always is, at the top of each and every broadcast hour to ensure that one can't claim any ignorance, that somehow they were not made aware of the depravity, the illegality, the immorality of the Biden crime family, where they trade influence for money, take showers with their daughters, hire hookers and do blow, and all kinds of wonderful things, all financed by foreign countries seeking to influence our policy and take our hard-earned taxpayer dollars back to their domiciles, which in the case of Ukraine has been a great investment. Just ask the Bidens and everybody else that signed on for that nonsense. All right, your freedom quote of the hour from the one and only Barry Goldwater, ladies and gentlemen. Extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. In moderation, in the pursuit of justice, is no virtue. No, I am not directing that at any one person. Why are you? I'm being accused. Why? It's just, Barry Goldwater said this ages before any commentaries were written in 2024. I don't know what you're talking about. Just, it happened. I actually picked this quote, true story. I picked this quote last week. So, of course, it has nothing to do with any, just has to do with liberty. I will say it again. Extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. I just hope it's beneficial for all that hear the show. I still don't understand why I'm getting that side eye. I don't know what you're, what I feel like you're impugning my character. I don't know what you're saying. All right, good news for the hour. It's moderation. That's not to be confused with democracy. They kind of go well together. Have a little bit of moderation, and you preserve democracy in the swamp and everything else in the world. Missouri legislature sends bill to governor ending funding for abortion providers, courtesy of the Center Square. Legislators believe Planned Parenthood hasn't received any reimbursements from Missouri for 2 years, and a bill headed to the Republican governor Mike Parson's desk will make that permanent. That is very good news. Speaking of which, I had one of our liberal trolls. I mentioned the book, It's Perfectly Normal, and they questioned me. They want proof. So I've been sending on the breaks. There's an article out of Slate Magazine, hardly a bastion of conservatism, where the father admits when he looked up the book, because he was one of these anti, we shouldn't be banning books. And he thought there's nothing that could shock and surprise him. Then he opened up It's Perfectly Normal. And he confessed to the fact that it shocked him. And he thought it was terrible. So he reached out to some left-winged lunatic sex advisor or whatever who said, the problem is you have to unlearn the things you learned, and then it won't be so problematic. Yes, deaden your conscience, and everything's wonderful then. Except for the fact that she actually claimed in the article that what he said were his natural reactions, you know, his shock and surprise at seeing the explicit nature of the cartoon drawings in the book. She claimed that that was learned behavior, despite the fact that actually many children that have been exposed, but they have that same reaction. And it's not because someone said, well, if you ever happen to get a book in kindergarten that has explicit cartoon drawings of naked people having sex and masturbating, you should be upset about that. No, it's a natural reaction because it's perversion in our souls that are given to what makes us human. We walk. That doesn't mean there's animals that walk. There's sentient beings that do a lot of things we do. What separates us from everything else is that spark of divinity that is inside of every living human being. It's your soul. And that soul, as a spark of the divinity of God himself, it imbues us with certain natural reactions. We are oriented towards the good, the true, and the beautiful. And when the ugly is forced upon us, we have reactions. Now, sure, we can deaden ourselves to it, absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's the whole point. The younger they send this stuff to you, the younger they expose you to it, they know, psychologically speaking, the quicker you become desensitized. And they turn you into part of the ugly. Because that's ultimately the goal of the chaos. So I think what they're doing in Missouri, long overdue. House Bill 2634 passed on Wednesday to make it illegal for public funds, that would be taxpayer dollars, including Medicaid reimbursements, to be paid to abortion facilities or their affiliates. In the past, courts have overturned the funding requirement when attached to state budgets. But State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman, a Republican from Arnold, Missouri, said, quote, what's different about this time is that it's a statutory change. The same model has been upheld in another state that has already attempted to do that and in the same federal circuit that we're in. Of course, Democrats, this is their money train, they're threatening a lawsuit. House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid, a Democrat from Springfield, Missouri, said, I definitely anticipate this to be brought up in court. I would anticipate a similar outcome, if not the same. The Republicans have been trying to do this through the budget process every year, and of course, courts have struck that down. This is kind of a new tactic, so obviously it'll be handled a little bit differently, but I expect the outcome to be the same in the end. Well, hopefully she's wrong, And State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman is correct. But at the heart of the matter, they should have this right as the state legislature to decide where these taxpayer funds are going. And more important, I mean, take the abortion thing out of it for Planned Parenthood. Just for a moment. Planned Parenthood, 80-90% of their affiliates are cash-positive entities before they get any subsidies from the state and federal government. You probably weren't aware of that because they don't publicize it. In fact, in some of these larger affiliate locations, not only are they cash positive, but they essentially bank the money they get from the federal government and use it to fund all manner of depravity, lining the pockets of the politicians they buy, they own, so they go out and support more of the money coming in. Because it's like the Ukraine thing, right? Planned Parenthood gets $750 million in state and federal taxpayer money every single year. And then they turn around and fund a bunch of left-wing lunatic pro-abortion candidates that continue to vote to give them the money. So it's a codependency. Ukraine, I mean, we know that whole codependency. Millions of dollars into the pocket of Hunter, billions of dollars into the pocket of their corrupt government. And the best part about it is, from the Biden point of view, is, yeah, it's just taxpayer dollars. Who cares? It's not like it's real money. It's just all the money that we rape the American people for on a regular basis. So it's very, very good news that you have one state doing it. I'd love to see on the federal level, this would be, again, we talk about what can be done effectively from a pro-life point of view on the federal level, defunding Planned Parenthood from taxpayer dollars. If it is such a needed service, if it's such a lauded organization with such a storied past, founded by one of the most virulent racists to ever step foot on this earth, a woman that had nothing but contempt for most of the human race, for all of mankind, but especially anyone that she deemed to be subpar to her, which was pretty much everyone. An organization and a founder and her minions who literally worked with Nazis when it came to look it up. Go look it up. Don't email me if you're a left-wing wackadoodle. Go to the internet. You can find the answer. They were both dyed-in-the-wool eugenicists, and they compared notes. Margaret Sanger gave speeches to auxiliary members and parts of the KKK. She bragged about them in her autobiography, saying they understood the problem the Negro represented. She was the creator of the Negro Project, a specifically designed project to thin the number of black people being born in the United States, because they were inferior in her mind and in her belief. So anything that helps to wipe that stain off the face of this earth from a financial point of view, I'm all in. And it shouldn't take a lot of political chutzpah to be able to push something like that through. I understand what the Democrats believe and what they're going to do. But at the same token, why aren't we doing our part? Why is it always, well, they have the guts to do it, we just don't? That's a terrible answer. It's a weak answer. Unfortunately, it's what we're stuck with all too often. So, good news. They're in Missouri. They're pushing forward. They're trying to get the job done. I'd love to see more and more people try to do the same. It is far past due. I mean, a simple question. Are you okay with $750 million in taxpayer money, your money, going to fund Planned Parenthood every year? I guarantee you the majority of Americans would say no. Just like more than 50% of Americans support shutting down the border and deporting illegal aliens. Just like a majority of Americans think we're giving too much money away in foreign aid. So we have this wonderful, easy-to-find agenda being written for us of where the American people are. And unfortunately, we have too many people afraid to carry that banner. Donald Trump does it every day. Why can't the leadership in the United States House do it? Why can't the leadership in state legislatures outside of Missouri do it? It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's not even that difficult. which leads one to question then why. And I would say, well, because there's a lack of conviction.
The Regular Joe Show.